Let us pray. Father God, we have gathered in this place to begin a season of hope, of joy, of peace, and of love. As we gather here as the family at First Baptist Church of Elon, we just ask that your Spirit lay upon us, descend upon this place, and may the songs that we sing, the thoughts that we have, the memories that are expressed, and the words that are spoken, may they be pleasing to you. Father God, we are thankful to be in this place tonight in the beginning of Advent. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Welcome. Are you in the Christmas spirit yet? If not, my guess is by the time of the end of this service, you truly will be. Tonight we want to gather here as the family to worship and to celebrate. And that's why we're here. The season of Advent brings great memories of family, of friends, and of worship and celebration. Tonight we will worship and celebrate the Christ child who was born. If you would, join with me this evening in your spoken call to worship that is printed in your bulletin. I'll read the leader's part, and if you will follow with the people part. Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all people everywhere. For to you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Christ be born in you.
And in the lives of all people.
A wonderful revelation has been made known to us of God's love and grace. A child has come who deserves adoration and worship. My soul rejoices in the birth of Jesus.
So what does this service mean, the hanging of the greens? Many of you have been in services of hanging of the greens. They vary as much as our churches and places of worship and our homes vary. In 17th century England, we find the roots of this particular form of worship. And the little Baptist churches in that particular time would probably come together in the day or maybe in the evening. They would actually bring the tree in, and while they were bringing the tree in and erecting it, they would sing songs, carols to remind them of Jesus and the birth of Jesus. And then they would bring in the candles, and they would bring in the holly representing the evergreen and the red berry, the blood of Christ. And they would talk about this with their family and with their friends. And they would have prayers together, and maybe they'd hear a sermon. You won't hear a sermon tonight, but they might hear a sermon, the Baptists. Now, if you were an Anglican, however, you would find that the service would be a little more structured. And so maybe here at Elon, we have elements of both the Baptist Free Church tradition and the Anglican tradition, because the Anglicans took this first Sunday of Advent in preparing their cathedrals and their churches for the Christmas season. And they would have all the adornments, and they too would bring them in as we bring them in. But they would have services of scriptures and lessons in a service of evening prayer with the lighting of candles. And we will do that. But what is important in all of these services, especially in this one tonight, is that we're here to look for meaning as we begin this season of Advent and Christmas. We're here to wonder, what does it mean when we light these candles? And what does it mean when we see the red of the poinsettias and the beautiful chrismons on the tree? And what does it mean when we see a nativity set or when we hear a carol? And so you are invited to reflect upon this night and each of its symbols, all of the adornments, and look for the meaning and the message in each of them. And so I invite you to look at your programs this evening and join me in the preparation for Advent, our litany that you see printed there. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgressions, saith the Lord.
Glory be to thee, eternal God. Thy glory shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For thy mouth, O Lord, hath spoken it.
O come, Emmanuel, and set thy people free.
Blessed art thou, O God of the prophets. Behold, thou wilt come with a strong hand, and thy arm shall rule for thee.
Blessed be the king that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Thou shalt feed thy flock like a shepherd. Thou shalt gather the lambs with thine arm, and carry them in thy bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
Blessed be he that cometh, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest.
Prepare our hearts, O God, for the coming of Jesus Christ, thy Son. Deepen our joy in making ready for the anniversary of his birth at Bethlehem, by true faith in him, who is the desire of the nations, the promise of the prophets, the Prince of Peace, the Redeemer of men. May we rightly welcome him as the Savior of our souls and the Lord of our lives.
The meaning of the light. Jesus is the light of the world. The first candle is the prophecy candle, or the candle of hope.
We can have hope because God is faithful and will keep the promises made to us. Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will rise to rule over the nations, the Gentiles will hope in him.
Hope is our assurance that God will finish all he has started, and our confidence that he will do all that he has promised.
When Jesus has spoken again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
Hey, Danny.
Thanks be to God.
For his indescribable gift.
For his indescribable gift.
Please stand for our congregational carol. Let's sing the first verse of "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus."
The legend of the poinsettia comes from Mexico. It tells of a girl named Maria and her little brother Pablo. They were very poor, but always looked forward to the Christmas festival. Each year, a large manger scene was set up in the village church, and the days before Christmas were filled with parades and parties. The two children loved Christmas, but were always saddened because they had no money to buy presents. They especially wished that they could give something to the church for the baby Jesus, but they had nothing. One Christmas Eve, Maria and Pablo set out for church to attend the service. On the way, they picked some weeds growing along the roadside and decided to take them as their gift to the baby Jesus in the manger scene. Of course, other children teased them when they arrived with their gift, but they said nothing, for they knew that they had given what they could. Maria and Pablo began placing the green plants around the manger, and miraculously, the green top leaves turned into bright red petals, and soon the manger was surrounded by beautiful star-like flowers, and so we see them today. Please stand and join us in singing the Christmas carol, verses 1 and 4 of the first Noel, as our children and Shine bring in the poinsettias. Please stand. Please join me in the response that is printed in your bulletin. Tell me, what is this innumerable throng singing in the heavens a loud angelic song?
These are they who come with swift and shining feet from round about the throne of God, the Lord of light to greet.
What babe newborn is this that in a manger cries, near on her bed of pain his happy mother lies?
Oh, see, there is shaken with bright and heavenly wings. This is the Lord of all the earth. This is the King of kings.
Tell me, how may I join in this holy feast with all the kneeling world and I of all the least?
Fear not, O faithful heart, but bring what closest to thee. Bring love alone, true love alone, and lay it at his feet.
Would you please stand and join us in singing the carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hail the heavenly.
Green is the color of spring, the color of renewal and life. The seasons of our lives change, but Hebrews 13:8 reminds us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In a fickle and fast-moving world, our hope rests in Jesus' unchanging promise to make us evergreen, to grant us eternal life in heaven with Him. As we raise the evergreens to decorate the sanctuary of His house, we are reminded of that promise and the sacrifice of the cross that makes that promise possible for each of us. As we bring in the greens, please remain seated as we sing, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear."
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked angels strong? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect love? This sleeping child you're holding is a great I
One of the most heartwarming expressions of Christmas is the Nativity. The Nativity speaks of the mystery of God's wisdom, why God chose to send His Son into our world as a baby of humble birth, born in common surroundings we do not know. What we do know is that God reached out to all people, including the poor and wealthy, the simple and the wise, the powerless and the powerful. All who found Him knelt in humility before Him. Knowing God is possible because He came to us at our level. Whenever we see a nativity, we find ourselves with Mary and Joseph, with the shepherds and with the wise men, bowing before the manger, overwhelmed by God's expression of love in coming to us. Tonight, we will display a nativity at the center of our sanctuary, because that is why we gather here this Advent season. Please stand and join in singing Away in a Manger as our youth bring in the Nativity scene.
Attention to these beautiful chrismons on this tree. I hope you could. Can you hear me? Is the mic on? The beautiful chrismons. Have any of you worked on these? Anybody here helped make a chrismon for this tree? All right. We thank you for that, because not only are they beautiful and do they adorn our sanctuary, they also remind us of important aspects of Jesus, the life of Jesus, and the promise that Jesus comes to fulfill in our lives. In 1957, the chrismons were actually established in just north of here, Danville, Virginia, by Francis Spencer, who had the idea of doing this. And since that time, it has really spread all over the United States and all over the world. And we have chrismon trees everywhere now, in almost every corner of the world. The word Chrismon itself, did you realize, is a registered trademark. In Danville, the church actually registered that, and that is the name that is used. We don't have to ask permission, but it is traces its origins to Danville, Virginia. But of course, the origins are in the meaning as well of each of those symbols, from the cross to the globe, the world, the cross over the world, to the monograms, the initials of Jesus, the first two letters of Jesus's name, or the name Christ in Greek. Kairo is there. You can see those monograms. The symbol of the dove. The color white representing purity. The color gold representing the most precious of all metals. And indeed, that is descriptive of how we feel about God's gift to us, Jesus Christ, the most precious of all gifts. And so it is, as we look at this tree, as we look at all that it may mean, I would draw your attention also to these pamphlets, which we'll explain in about four pages a lot. And it's a well-written pamphlet. Pick it up as you leave if you don't have one. And let it be a part of your Advent preparation. And so we pray that as we light this tree, as we pause for the lighting now, let us reflect on the words, "The light of the world is Jesus." May that light burn brightly in our lives, not only during the Advent and Christmas season, but every day of the year. You're invited to stay seated now as we sing the carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Gather around the Advent wreath, we reflect upon the symbols of our faith, and let us pray that this will be a time in which we can renew our commitment to Christ, a time in which we might carry God's light in our hearts. Would you join me for the response that is written in your bulletin? Let us see the tree with the symbols of our faith. The chrismons which we use represent the life and inspiration of the church in times past, the witness of the church today, and the hope of the church for generations to come. And as we share these symbols, let us say what we believe.
We believe in God,
Father, Creator, Sustainer,
and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord,
heralded by shepherds and angelic hosts.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Comforter, heavenly dove, Spirit of love.
We believe in the church.
The body of Christ, the communion of the saints, the people of God.
We believe that Christ has conquered life and death.
That he was crucified, dead, and buried.
We believe in the resurrection.
Offering life everlasting.
Let us offer our lives to God.
We do offer our lives. It is the least that we can do.
You are invited to stand for the carol, and as we stand, we will pass the light, and as you will see the words on the screen, please follow along. Be sure to make sure as your candle is lit, do not turn it. Allow the unlit candle to turn toward the lit candle. Let us pass the light. as we pray our prayer of commitment, I'll ask you to do something. First of all, I want you to blow out your candles, but I want you to make sure and to imagine, if you can, the light that is in your hand now being in your heart and in your soul, in your mind, in every word, in every action, and in every deed. With that, let us extinguish our candles. O Lord, the light in our hands has disappeared. May the light in our hearts grow stronger and brighter each day of our walk with you. And may our lives be lights to others who are in darkness and who need to know the way. Indeed, we give you thanks now as we depart from this place. Let us go in peace. Let us walk in love. Let us be guided by the shepherd, the gentle shepherd, who shows us the way from the darkness to eternal joy. And so we go singing joy to the world.